Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
How about that? The sun still came up. The sun still came up today. How are you, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Diving right into today's message. Hey, that false bravado stuff, nah, it just doesn't cut it. You ain't about that life, man. I ain't about that life. Nobody's about that life. We're in day five of the lockdown, the quarantine, whatever you want to call it, through the whole coronavirus. Things are going to get worse before they get better. We've all been told that. So mindset-wise, if you knew things were going to get worse before they got better, how would you adjust your thinking? Well, you wouldn't have this false sense of bravado like some on the interwebs. Can you believe not everything on the internet is true? I couldn't believe it. When I first heard that, I'm like, no, there's no way. You're telling your Uncle Sammy that everything I read on the internet isn't true. You mean it's not that people have a better life than me, it's just that they're better photographers? I gasp. Yet it's true. It's true. And I'm not saying that you don't put a big old smile on that kind of bad news that you get. But what I am saying is, you know what people really appreciate? Just be honest with them. You know, I saw a contractor post, a local contractor. I've actually used this individual, great worker. And he posted on his page. He's like, look, I'm out of work. I've got no business. All my jobs canceled because nobody's going to let a contractor inside their home. And a contractor probably doesn't want to be inside somebody's home. So that's a lose-lose. You know, we're supposed to be in lockdown mode. We're supposed to be practicing social distancing. And we're not allowed to be around anybody else, you know, outside of our home. So how is a contractor, how is he supposed to pay his mortgage? How is he supposed to make his truck payment? He has employees. They're not working. You know, what's he supposed to do? Well, he's honest. He puts on Facebook, hey, guys, I'm broke. I'm out of work, you know, and I need work. I'm willing to take on any outside job, whether that's a deck, a roof, an addition, whatever it is. I won't go in the house, just stay outside the whole time. That's being very honest. That's letting people know, hey, I'm hurting, but I'm not a victim. I want to work. You know, there's a big, big difference between placing all that drama out there about woe is me and how bad your life is. I know I'm getting it from three teenagers every day right now. Dad, I can't do this. I get it, guys, but hey, look. Here's the beauty of all of this for us is it's temporary, all right? I feel the hurt. I feel the pain. My business is hurting. I get it, okay? However, understand somebody always has it worse. Somebody always has it worse than you. And I used to tell my kids all the time when we were going down to the Children's Hospital, hey, feel free to come down with us, guys. We've been doing this thing for 9 months straight going to Children's Hospital. Feel free to hang out in the lobby and just sit there and observe. You know, I don't think they ever took us up on that offer. They came to Children's with us to see their little sister, but they never took us up on the offer to sit in the lobby for a half hour, an hour, and just observe and just watch. You know, just watch the families walking by. And if you want to see despair and a lack of hope and worry and fear and anxiety all bottled into one, sit in a Children's Hospital lobby and watch the families just walk by. Maybe they're coming from radiation. Maybe they're coming from an x-ray. Maybe they're coming from a bad diagnosis on the way back to their room or anything in between. Heck, they might be living in the hospital. You have no idea. Being quarantined has really brought at least a perspective to my life, and I'm sure it has for you as well, that, hey, this sucks, but boy, it's temporary, all right? And the more honest and the more authentic you can be in your marketing and in your message and just with other people, even if you're not currently an entrepreneur, even if you're not currently somebody out there who's building a message online, let's say you have a job and you can't go to work anymore and you got to work from home and you have to now figure out a way to get all this stuff done without being in a work environment. Be honest with other people. Acknowledge the fact that this is not ideal. Acknowledge the fact that you're outside, you're way outside your comfort zone, and then say, all right, So we know what this is. It's like the webinar I'm doing today at 1 o'clock Eastern time. Free to anybody. You know, if you follow me on social media, just go to my Facebook group. You'll see the link inside the group that I posted on March 19th. Was that yesterday, Thursday, the 20th, or maybe it was March 8th? I think it was, might even have been March 18th. It's there. I'm hosting a webinar today, March 20th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And if you can't make it live, I'll put the replay on my YouTube channel, which is every day is Saturday. But the whole reason I'm doing this, the webinar is going to start and I'm just going to have a blank sheet of paper. That's it. So holla, who wants to go to a webinar with a blank sheet of paper? Just staring at a blank screen. A blank screen webinar. Boy, a lot of value in that. What we're going to do, we're going to fill up that blank screen with ideas, with revenue generating ideas, as well as inspirational quotes and ideas that I want to share with you that got me through some of the hardest times of my life, you know, kept me focused on the main thing. And some of the things I found out back in the day going through some hardship, and you probably learned these lessons as well, money, not having it makes us all very anxious, especially when you have a family. I'm running a family of six, you know, and you have a family and you got to provide for that family. And the fear of the unknown, as bills don't go away, but revenue does, can leave you anxious. It can cause sleepless nights. It can lead to even some things even much worse than that. But the one thing you need to realize is when you have good ideas and then those ideas you put into action, you know, you just can't have a great idea and say, well, I'm going to do it. And I think what this is causing a lot of people to do is to have that one thing that I talk about constantly on this podcast that not everybody has, is that sense of urgency. What this corona lockdown, quarantine has caused now is a real sense of urgency. And, you know, my definition of a sense of urgency, just the layman's terms, is you've got this thing that you're going to do and you've got this really elongated period of time. Could be 6 months, could be a year. I'll get to it when I get. It's called the someday one day. That's the opposite of urgency, is someday one day. All right. Now, what urgency does, it takes someday one day and it compresses it into a specific narrow period of time where it catches fire and it becomes combustible and it becomes real and you start to see results. And look, here's some more real news for you, real talk. It may not be the results that you want right out of the gate, but that's okay because you can't manage what you don't measure anyway. You wouldn't even know unless you took action. You wouldn't even know what you're measuring. You wouldn't know the results that you've got so far if you didn't actually get them. You know, you got something that you got to tweak. When you start down a weight loss journey, for example, you say, well, I only lost 2 pounds this week. Well, at least you know how you lost those 2 pounds. You knew how many steps you took, or you knew how much cardio you did, how much weight you lifted, how many times you went to the gym, how many calories you took in, how many calories you burned. At least you have something. If you never get started, you have no way to measure anything. So here's what I would love for you to do today. All right. Step one, I want you to say these words out loud, because when you talk out loud, it's much different than just saying, this too shall pass. This too shall pass. My best days are ahead of me. Just say those two things. Don't worry about it. Just say it out loud. I don't care if you're in a crowded grocery store. It doesn't matter. When you say it out loud, and look, if you want to go in your car, shut the door and say it. In situations like this, I get on my knees and I pray to God. You know, I surrender to God, because there's only one place I turn. I can't handle all this. There's no way I could handle all this on my own. I would go crazy. I would be in an insane asylum. I get down on my knees and I pray to God. And I'm like, God, I can't handle all of this. You take it, so I can go focus on what really is important down here. And that's taking care of my family. You take care of all the other stuff. You get the scientists involved. You find the cure. You get all this stuff handled. I can't even think about that stuff. I'm going to go tend to my family. So that's step one. This too shall pass. My best days are ahead of me. Step two, put a deadline, put a date to this, whatever it is that you want to do. And again, look, if I can help you, get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com, book a time, and I'll call you. All right. But it's got to be a real phone call where we strategize and we mastermind. And I'm in business to land new, exciting, great coaching clients. So if you meet all of that, you don't got to look. I'm not looking for somebody that's got, you know, all these trophies and awards and 500 grand in a checking account. That's not it. I just want someone who's passionate, who's motivated, who's ready to get started. All right. Go to Launch with Sam, book a call. I'll call you. All right. But here's what I need you to do. And you need to do this, is put a deadline to that dream that you've got floating around in your mind. What are you going to do? Even if it's creating just one piece of content today, even if it's reaching out to one old client, one old prospect, getting on the phone, calling somebody, even if you're not in sales, call somebody just to check in on them, just to get some momentum going, get comfortable with this, because this is really uncomfortable for a lot of people right now. We're in a big sea of unknown, but then it doesn't need to be that way, because to go from uncomfortable to out of that box, to feeling a little bit more comfortable with that, is to just take the simplest form of action, because now you're moving towards something, moving towards the goal. And when, even though that phone may weigh 1,000 pounds, if you call a client or an ex-prospect or you try to get a sale or something along those lines, I promise you what you're worrying about is not real. That's just the enemy inside your head saying, hey, don't do it, don't do it. You know, they're broke, they can't afford your services, or they can't buy your product. Or you're just like that contractor. I bet it took everything he had. This is a great guy, great family man. I bet it took everything, every slice of humble pie that he had to swallow to put out on Facebook that he's hurting. And he'll do any job if it's outside, decks and porches and roofs, just he's willing to work. That took a lot because he had to put himself out there, his family out there. His kids got to now know, oh, dad put out there that we don't have any money. Hey, guys, this is not the age of faking it, okay? This is the age of authenticity, and authenticity will reward you handsomely. I get that feedback all the time. Dude, you're really authentic. I'm not any more special than anybody else out there. I just refuse to play that whole stupid poser game, imposter game. I am who I am. Father of four, married 22 years. I live in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm a pretty simple dude with a great message of doing simple better and really monetizing the message and finding your zone of genius. That's it. I don't profess to be anything more than that. I love to inspire, motivate, and empower. I hope that's what this show does for you. I hope it gives you just that 10 to 12 minutes a day that, hey, look, man, if this guy can figure it out, at least get going. At least I can do is take a couple steps forward towards my dream. And I don't know if tomorrow's guaranteed. Okay, so I got to do it today. I've got to take a step towards my dream today. That's it. That's all I do. What do you do? That's what I do. What do you do? And whatever you do, you don't need to do it perfect. You just got to get it going. That's it. You don't got to get it right. You just have to get it going. So no excuses. We're in a quarantine. We're in a lockdown. Acknowledge all of that and then do something within those confines that still gives you momentum, sanity, which is really important, and a sense of purpose for today, just today. And then we'll dial it back in tomorrow and we'll get fired up for tomorrow. That's all we can do, guys. But what you do today is going to impact tomorrow. All right? All right, I'm excited. I really am. I'm having the Dunkin' large coffee right now, podcasting in the Kia Forte. I'm pretty damn excited right now. I'm an optimist, all right? I'm a realist. I'm not sitting here saying there's not issues going on in our country and in the world right now, but I think we'll have it all figured out because people like you and me, we'll make it happen. Are you with me? All right. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.